Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number 1, welcome to Uttar Pradesh, in India. It has a population of 231 million people in a space the size of Wyoming. No wonder Indians have no concept of personal space. And we should all be afraid. Afraid of what exactly? The smell, or maybe the dysentery. More than likely, they want to come to your country. I think what we should really be afraid of is their cow dung festival. How any culture gets this bad with their hygiene is a complete mystery to me. Up next, here's a fake quote, but an accurate observation. The tolerance would rise so high in the future that the intelligent would be banned from thinking as to not offend the morons. Judging from what I see in the UK lately, they've accepted this challenge. But to be fair, though, the so-called smart people out there have manipulated everyone into thinking and believing that men and women are interchangeable widgets, and that we can change our sex whenever we want. Number 3, this guy says he has little sympathy for women because they support the immigration of misogynistic men, and then use the actions of those men to criticize all men. It's almost as if feminists want Middle Eastern and Indian men to come in and create problems, so they can continue to take the rights away of all men. He's right, but he's brave saying the truth on Reddit, because I bet he's about to get permabanned on there. Moving on, and here be some of those men I spoke about behaving badly. Feminists probably don't care that a 19-year-old was raped. She's just a sacrificial lamb for their cause. They should have shown the assailant's mugshot so that everyone could see exactly who was doing it. But the people publishing these pictures probably don't want to show their faces because they're all for enrichment. And they also probably don't want to be sued or attacked by these men. Number 5, careful shaming this meme or crossing into America if you have it on your phone. Someone had an image of J.D. Vance like this on their phone and they were denied entry into the United States because of it. The First Amendment protects Americans in America, but it doesn't protect Canadians and other travelers to the United States. American businesses are freaking out about less Canadian customers coming over. But if they want more business, tell the government to stop snooping on our social media and phones when we cross the border. Up next, after China develops the world's first pregnancy robot that can give birth to a baby, you just know that women and girls are going to mock men and boys born this way, telling them that their mom is a clanker, which is derogatory as a term for robots. You'd also know that women will first shame men that use technology like this to reproduce. And when that doesn't work, they'll go out in brigades and try and smash their competition to pieces. Their time is almost up. Number 7, this 9-year-old boy was kidnapped outside of his home in 2014. And after singing a gospel song for 3 hours straight, the kidnapper forced him out of the vehicle and drove off. If it wasn't the religious guilt that got to that bad guy, then it was probably the fact that the boy was slowly making him go crazy. The kidnapper was probably like, nah, I'm out of here, because prison sounds quieter. Little bro got him with annoyance. Moving on, they say that people become less racist with more exposure to minority groups. And then here come the Indians to prove that wrong. It's not Indians that are the problem. It's the quantity that they're being shipped into the West right now. Meanwhile, in India, this same meme looks more like this. For some reason, they keep getting hit by trains and it's being filmed by somebody or it's on a CCTV camera. Makes you wonder how many don't get caught on camera as their souls are forcibly ejected from their meat suits. Number 9, here's the modern day dating landscape, gentlemen. A woman in this group has dated 72 men in the last 5 months, and none of the men met her standards. A third tried to hook up with her and were immediately disposed of. Another third missed a checkbox, like not being tall enough even though she's just barely over 5 feet tall. And the last third revealed some red flag. This is from 8,000 matches and zero got the smash. No wonder 50% of men under 30 right now are virgins. Up next, Lo-Fi Republican says that it's funny that the closer America gets to John Lennon's vision in the song Imagine, that the worse the country is by almost all metrics. Well, he did marry Yoko Ono, so any advice that John gives is null and void simply because of that. If John Lennon was alive today, imagine, no pun intended, how big of a woke retard he would be. Him and Stephen King would probably be competing with one another to see who was more woke. Number 11, imagine being the simp that marries her and then has to tell his future kids that their mother was a literal prostitute. And you just know that kid is going to be bullied extensively. Unless, of course, she puts them in a private school and many of the mothers also put their kids in there because they're all OF stars. I feel sorry for this guy in his ridiculous slippers because you know he's going to feel like this after he makes out with his wife. Moving on, women in Britain have to defend themselves with hatchets and knives. And they're wondering why men aren't helping them. The men aren't stupid. They don't want to be caught using weapons on migrants and get arrested like this girl did for trying to defend her sister. Yeah, guys don't want to get arrested for defending a woman they don't even know. You ladies want enrichment, so don't ask us to protect you from what you want. Number 13, men are struggling to find love these days. Because women are increasingly saying that we are disappointing because we're falling behind on the basic economic metrics. We don't care anymore because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Most of us are invisible to women anyway. It's time to stop playing stupid games, and instead it's time to replace relationships with women with robots and artificial wombs. And let them enjoy their high-status careers while no-commit Chad gives it to them in the rear. Up next is high-value woman got burned after divorcing her husband. The house and cars were in his mom's name and he just quit his job. Her attorney doesn't want her case anymore because he says we're hardly going to get anything. She feels like she wasted her time. So sad, too bad. Guys with money are finally smartening up and not letting women take advantage of them. If we take that financial incentive to divorce away, far fewer women would do it and instead would focus on marriage. Number 15, this cheating wife dies while sleeping in the guest house with another man. How did she die, though? Did she choke on his snossage? More importantly, who pays for the funeral? Her husband or the man who was cheating with her? But I think her husband is probably a lucky guy, and the problem he didn't even know he had just solved itself. My guess is that the boyfriend smashed her behind to death. Moving on, this person in Canada says that we're barely existing in the country waiting for it all to be over. This individual has no hope for paying their bills. For me, the inflation of the last 5 years has been the greatest thing that's ever happened to me. It forced me to figure out how to protect my purchasing power. Not only that, but the assets I bought were the best opportunity of my life. Still, most people aren't paranoid like me to figure things out, and I feel bad for them. This person probably also voted liberal. Number 17, I know it's a real shocker, but teachers give higher marks to girls. And yet boys are shamed for falling behind in the education system. Meanwhile, they're being handicapped and made to suffer intentionally. No one sees men suffering. They just see that men aren't providing for this world what we used to, and they want all the goodies back. But if teachers gave higher marks to boys, we would never hear the end of it. Up next, back in 2018, Gruesome Newsom said that if the next governor of California doesn't improve homelessness and housing affordability, that he'll be a failure. And 7 years later, under Newsom, homelessness is up 50%, and housing has never been more expensive. Looks like a great success to me. I still can't believe it's only been 7 years now. He looks like he's at least 15 years older in that second picture. Maybe it's all the stress from his wife sleeping with Weinstein or something. Number 19, here's what it looks like when your mom, who had no business cutting your hair when you were growing up, did it. That's what happened to me living in a frugal Eastern European family back in the 80s. Unfortunately for me, my mother didn't do such a good job and my hair was crooked and not straight, and it led me to get bullied. I have tons of photos with bad hair growing up, but luckily none of those photos are digital. Moving on, when Cracker Barrel changed their logo, Trump put this on the White House X account and said that Cracker Barrel should go back to the old logo. And ironically, they did. Later on, when they changed it back, he said that all their fans appreciate it. They changed their logo and brand because they wanted to grow into new markets. But ironically, they almost killed their entire brand trying to be hip and sporty. Serves them right for hiring a female CEO. Number 21, women often lose 2 to 3 friends when in a healthy relationship. Women supporting women is a scam. They just try and steal each other's men if the guy's a good one. I don't think it's so much that they want to lose their friendships, as much as they're also mate guarding and protecting their men from falling into another woman's muff. However, if their friends stop being friends with them, then it's probably all about jealousy. Up next, Tiffany is wondering if Lyft is trying to end her by pairing her with only female and non-binary drivers. It's either that or they're trying to give women more opportunities to make money driving for Lyft at the expense of male drivers. You know, they just gotta close that Lyft driver wage gap. Also, why is there an option for non-binary drivers? Shouldn't that say mentally ill instead? Don't you just know that this is how it's probably gonna end? Number 23, fossils found in Greece suggest that human ancestors evolved in Europe and not in Africa. I guess if it's true, then it might mean that Africans de-evolved. In many ways, the Aboriginals still carry around many of our caveman genes. But I'm sure all those theories are just nonsense and genetics are just modern-day quackery. And that we're all equal. We need to believe the phrase, one race, the human race. I almost had you going there for a second. Moving on, Disney Marvel and Disney Star Wars drove away men, and is now scrambling to win them back. Connor says not just men, but the women and children too. I guess someone knows their Attack of the Clones lines. Men watch sci-fi and action, yet Disney is trying to make content for a female audience that doesn't watch it. Looks like they made content for an imaginary female audience. Now they have to make new content, but that won't be easy because there are no IPs left to buy, and they need creative, non-woke staff. I doubt they can pull this off. Number 25 and the last one here is the latest photo of Greta. Admit it, you would smash her regardless if she looks like this, or the edited photo. But just remember the most important thing, what's hiding under that hat. After seeing what it looks like, you'll probably change your mind. Here's a picture where you need to find that version of Greta. If you don't know which one it is, then just look at the center of the picture. My favorite picture of Greta is this one. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.